Good Erev Shabbos, Parshas Metzora and Shabbos HaGadol. So the Shemesh Shmuel explains the second pasuk of the parsha, teaching us how to approach tshuva. The pasuk says, "Zayis tia taras haMetzora b'yom taharasai." This is the law regarding the Metzora on the day he's going to become tahar. And the Shemesh Shmuel explains that many times we look back at our past deeds and get down about what we did. We look towards the future and worry, what's going to be then? How are we going to stop ourselves from doing that avera again? He tells us we have to follow the pasuk. This is the law of the Metzora b'yom taharasai. Only think about today, and that is the tahara. Don't get caught up with the past or worried about the future. B'yom taharasai. Focus on this day, the here and the now, and that way you're going to remain pure and holy. And I'd like to suggest that we could take this a step further. How did he become Metzora in the first place? By speaking Lashon Hara. And many times we speak ill of others because we have a past hurt or grudge. We're angry at the person. Or other times we speak Lashon Hara because of the future, thinking that it's going to prevent them from hurting us, taking away our parnasa, or for some other reason if we speak bad about them now. The pasuk can be applied here too. This is the law of the Metzora on the day of his Tahara process, meaning the way to remain Tahar and not speak Lashon Hara is to focus on the here and now. B'yayim, just today, Taharasai keeps one Tahar. Forget about the past hurts and stop imagining about what the future might bring. We know the pasuk in Parshas Shemais tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu went out to join an Am Yisrael suffering. He saw two men fighting and he said, "Rasha, lama sakereicha, stop fighting." So one of them told him, "Halargeni ato emek hasher raktis amitzri, are you going to kill me like you killed the Mitzri?" Moshe Rabbeinu then commented, "Achei noida hadavar, now I know." What does that mean, now I know? Rashi quotes the Medrash explaining that Moshe finally realized why there was such a terrible shiba to Mitzrayim, because of the fighting in Lashon Hara among fellow Yidden. So now we're holding by Shabbos HaGadol when the Yidden took the sheep for the Karban Pesach in preparation for the imminent Geula. We too are so close to the Geula. So let's do what we can. Let's do what we can on Shabbos HaGadol using this lesson from Parshas Metzora, B'yayim Taharasai. Focus on one day at a time. When it comes to others, speak positively, think positively, and with that we should be zeichet to the Geula Shleim V'Amitas B'mehev Yameinu. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.